And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and we are going to be having a great interview with Tex Mars. It is, of course, Friday, the July 8th show, and we had a disaster, of course, yesterday in Houston. You know, all these kind of things, during the reign of the Abominator, he's increased class war and race war. This doesn't need to happen. There are a small number of cops, probably one in a thousand, that's out of control. They need more training with non-lethal methods, but we see the rise of things like Black Lives Matter, and now it's turned into literally a full-force race war, and this isn't reasonable. We're all Americans. And what I see happening is you're going to see the police amp it up, and they'll amp it up to a point where no matter what group is involved, if they have to go to, you know, full nanotech body-armored cyborg cops in the future, they'll do it. And you have to understand that the public is not going to be able to keep up with this system. So that's where things are going. It's, you know, distressing because while Obama sits there, they want a certain level of terrorism. That's why they have an open-door policy. I think that the wall is but one-tenth of the solution to the problem. It's much more than that. It's the idea that here in America we allow radicalizing imams. We allow radicalization of groups like Black Lives Matter, which needs to be banned. These people show up even at gay pride parades and disrupt them. I mean, even other, quote, leftist groups. So we have to understand that this is not going to improve the lives of black people. It's certainly not going to improve their security. If anything, they need to have a civilian, if you want to call militia, that has black people in it that integrate with police if they want to increase the safety of people in their black communities and their businesses. We've seen this over and over again with situations where integration and cooperation will work much better in terms of trying to protect people of color. We're also seeing an increased level of crime that's occurring because the population is getting more poor. Poverty always drives crime, drives malnutrition, drives death, drives the inability to even get proper medicines under the Obamacare program, and 86% of people can't afford to have health care. So what I see happening is pretty significant, and I think that we're going to probably have a kind of a major turn in this situation that's going to become very catastrophic for America. You're going to see the police across the country are protesting already Obama's policies, and you're going to see an increase in the type of technology the police implement in order to be able to take care of things. I wish they would do much more non-lethal technologies first. Beanbags, stun guns, all kinds of technology, Star Wars-type weapons like the Dazzle guns that hit you with hundreds of thousands of lumens of light so you basically are blind for half an hour. Technologies that can hit you with a little ball of material that when the gas is released, it literally knocks you to the ground. It doesn't hurt you, but it basically immobilizes you so you can't fight. There's all kinds of technologies. So the police need better protection, better body armor. They need to have alert systems that can scan the area if people do carry weapons, and there's ways of doing that, having what's called regional metal detectors, so if someone has it. They need to also have some kind of a RFID chip system, so that if somebody has a registered concealed carry weapon, they don't shoot them like that black man that was selling CDs. So there's technologies that will allow you, without the idea of impinging on people's rights. We also need to make sure the people that are crazy or people on specific watch lists don't get guns. And I don't think it needs to be a national registry because the government, in a sense, wants to disarm the public. And the public needs to be armed because the criminals are always armed. This is part of the problem in Chicago. It's basically a zone where it's if you're a criminal, you can get a gun. But if you're not a criminal, you have a great deal of difficulty getting a gun or affording a gun. So that's what I see happening. So you know, the situation, I believe, is going to get worse before it gets a lot more catastrophic. I think that you're going to be seeing, let's see now here. I think you're going to be seeing the situation in these various cities where you're going to see that the number of the police officers just basically will no longer be there. They're going to quit. And you're going to have to see the rise of civilian militia to take over the role of police in a lot of areas because the police won't do it. You also see new weapons and tactics that are going to change things. And that should make a huge difference in terms of the of what happens. Let's see now. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, text should be available. I just double-checked the phone. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that's apparently... What we're doing here in the NutraMedical Report, we're trying to give you solutions to every one of these problems. First thing I'd say, number one, is we need civilian militia in these areas which are dangerous, like Chicago and other major cities, which are like Houston. They're integrated with the police. Number two, we need to train police and militia to use non-lethal technologies. We need to have systems set up so that we don't selectively, prosecute people because of the race. For example, here in California, if you're black, you're about 8 times more likely to be put in prison if you're using marijuana. Certain drugs, like, for my opinion, that drugs, number one, the drug user should never be prosecuted in prison. They should be put into care against their will, by the way, if they're involved with a dangerous drug, heroin, cocaine, etc. Minor drugs like marijuana, really, there's no business of the state being involved. You should prosecute the distributors of drugs, but not the user. And the user should be treated as a medicalized situation. We should be screening, and I'm an emeritox toxicologist, urines of high school students, workers, etc., as we do already. And if you're positive for a drug, you're put into care, even against your will, until you're clear, and then we're monitoring you. That's real simple. Don't turn it into a prison sentence, which makes up a huge chunk of the population in our prisons in America. Secondly, try to improve the economy. And I believe that rather than the minimum wage, we need to have a what's called reverse tax. So below a certain income, you get a certain amount of money, but you have to be working. In other words, you have to have workfare. And we provide work for everyone, including if you're in a wheelchair or you've had a stroke or whatever. We can find work for you, whether it's online or taking care of somebody or whatever. So it's my impression that we don't try hard enough to integrate everybody into the system. We don't try hard enough to make sure that everyone has enough, that they're no longer destitute. We have a healthcare system that has a number of faults that causes it to fail. The first fault I see, number one, is we need to get rid of state licensure and malpractice. We need to increase continuing education. We need to allow what's called lateral training, so you can start off as an EMT or firefighter and become a neurosurgeon. If you certify through a series of training courses online, colleges and special surgical units that can train you up to a level of competency. And we need also to integrate all aspects of medicine, including functional medicine, which includes allopathic medicine and surgery, intensive care, pharmacology, herbology, infectious disease, public health, emergency triage management, etc. Occupational medicine, so the average doctor can treat occupational medicine, so we shouldn't bifurcate it into regular and occupational. So if someone sees their family doctor, they can also either see their family doctor for their occupational needs. Hello, Tex. It's good to see you back. We're going to talk about your book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. Now, I want to qualify this because I know that a lot of people say, Dr. Deagle, why are you having that anti-Semite on your show? Well, first off, we're not anti-Semitic. We're actually pro-Semitic because we want them to repent and turn back to ancient Hebrews. We want them to repent of Babylonian Talmudic Satanism and turn back. And by the way, in this time and age, not only the Jews here in America, in cities like we call New York, which is what I call it, and this is tongue-in-cheek because I have Hebrew background, I call it Jew York City, and Israel, are in grave danger of being annihilated. In fact, all the Muslims, both Sunni and Shiite, and there's now 1.4 billion Muslims worldwide, both Muslims from the Middle East and all the way from Malaysia, and white Muslims here in America and elsewhere, they want to wipe out the state of Israel. And they really don't want to compromise on that. And people need to understand that the current approach and attitude of the Jews toward other populations, down through the ages, has got them turfed out of many nations because they realize that the operation of a satanic religion in their group that deals with business and backroom deals and dirty deals, both things that are good and evil, which is what they believe in Kol Nidre, puts all of us in danger. And currently it's putting not only America in danger because of policies we have in the Middle East, And by the way, Israel's our ally. We cannot abandon them, but we've got to not let them govern our national security, our security of all our different departments of our government is regulated by Israel. And Israel is a conduit for a lot of our military and other technology directly through to our potential enemies. So Israel is not our ally. We need to protect them, but they're definitely not acting like our ally. Having said that, what was the motivation to put this book together? Because, you know, people say, well, he's after the Jews. I said, well, he's also after all the apostate Christian churches, you know, pastors and churches gone wild. I don't think you're discriminating against these people. You're just against Satanism. What do you think?
Well, you know, I wrote one of the early books I wrote called New Age Cults, Religions.
Right.
And it exposed over 100 of the major New Age cult groups, religious groups. So I give equal opportunity to every satanic group in the world. And of course, I've also done exposés of Islam.
Right, so, and Islam is a satanic faith, too. People have to understand it's a chameleon. Yeah.
And so why should I favor anyone? I believe strongly as a Christian we should let people know about Christ's gospel. And where the others have lies and defects that will, well, just bring a person to hell and make them a miserable person.
Right. Well, in fact, what you're saying is you want Christians to be salt and light. In other words, we're a verb, not a noun. And you're being salt and light by telling people the truth so they can have time to repent. Because I really do believe, well, all the signs we have right now in our physical, our financial, and our geopolitical and geoclimatic world, we are at the times of the end. And if people don't realize that there's not only going to be a physical destruction coming because of our bad policies in terms of accepting satanic religion, but there's also going to be destruction of the ecosystem and of the human race, and also destruction of their souls. You know, Jesus said, fear not, he can destroy the body alone, but he can destroy the soul. And the souls of these Jews and the souls of these Muslims and the souls of these apostate Christians are in jeopardy. You know, they're rapping on the doors of their church and hoping that they're going to heaven. In fact, their knuckles are on fire because they're on the gates of hell. And
well, you know, the Bible says that Jesus is for every man and woman.
Right.
And he also says that the Jews, that a few will be saved.
I think he actually gave a numerical number. He even gave a number. I think he said somewhere in the Bible, I'm not sure where the scripture is, that one-third will turn back at the time of the end.
Well, then, you know, Jesus is very generous there, so...
Yeah.
But, you know, without... it's an interesting thing, but without the Gentiles, I guess you might say, mm-hmm. telling the Jews, how are they going to know? And that's what my book does. Actually, you know, my book is very... it's high up. I know it's on Kindle in Judaism on Amazon. It's like about the number 15th or 20th best-selling book in the world. So,
wow.
I'm proud of you. I would love for Jews then to read it. Maybe they'll say, oh, this horrible text Morris, I'm going to read his book. Any way they can be enticed, you might say, into reading this. Because I believe, and I get so many letters from Jews who now believe in Jesus Christ. And they say, you're absolutely right about these things. So I believe Israel is turning a number of Jews off, and I want them to see what Jesus is all about. So I think they'll read my book, and maybe they'll get angry at first. You know, that's the way a lot of...
No more response.
There's a lot of people that get angry at me, and I'm talking about Christians.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get angry at me, and then they'll study for their own and say, oh, you know, you were right about that. I was just bawling mad, but now I see you're telling the truth.
So you're a
that's my job, to tell the truth, and it doesn't really matter what religion they are today or what race they are. You know, I just go right on.
So in other words, you have a mature faith, which means your love of the public, no matter what their skin color, their prior religion, or Satanism, doesn't dissuade you from loving them with godly love, to tell them the truth to save them.
That's right. You know, many Christians, I know especially when I began this campaign, many books ago. They actually wrote and said things like, Tex doesn't believe the Jews can be saved. Tex thinks the Jews are all going to hell. Tex thinks, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
None of those. Find those in my books.
There's nothing there.
I don't say any of that anywhere in my books. Of course that's not true.
Right.
You know, Jesus has reserved a place in heaven for people of all races. That's what Genesis is. You know, it says that Abraham, the faith of Abraham, is available to all nations. In fact, Abraham, the faith of Abraham, that is, in
right.
Jesus Christ, will bless all nations. It doesn't exclude Israel. So
right.
I think that shows the greatness of God, that yes, it was the Jews that put him on the cross. They demanded he be put on the cross. And so, you know, Jesus told the Jews, you're of a man-made religion. Your religion is not of me at all.
Right.
You're of your father, the devil. Nevertheless, they still have the opportunity to accept Jesus. I think that's pretty incredible of Jesus to extend salvation to the Jews as well as to all men. So they're not excluded at all. No, I'm more than glad for them to become my brother and sister.
It shows the grace and tolerance and the love of God, who they persecuted when he came in the flesh on earth, God in the flesh, which is Yeshua HaMashiach. And yet, he still opens the door for them for eternal salvation. That just shows you just how great the mercy and grace of God is.
Yeah, it really does. And so that's why I write this book. But, you know, I have not had any Jews write me and say, your book is a lie. You tell lies in your book. They haven't done that. They cannot do that. I will have a few that you can try to escape.
Well, they might try to do that. Like I've seen some Democrats try to lie about Hillary Clinton.
That's right, Hillary.
I call it the Hilda Beast. Or lie about Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump has too quick a tongue. And he makes statements like this judge, he said, is Hispanic because he's persecuting him. All he had to do was write what's called a legal thing called recusal to say, no matter what this guy's background is, which, by the way, he was born in Indiana, he is persecuting me because he's contributing to the Clinton Foundation. Well, the problem is that Trump is not a misogynist or racist. I know that as a fact. I know he's gone through a transition stage and he's a baby Christian. He's not an advanced Christian. He is right now pro-life. He is conservative. He wants to rebuild America. He's a narcissist. He's got a touch of Asperger syndrome, which means his tongue runs faster than his brain. But nevertheless, God has given this man, who's defective, to us to save us from the Hildebeest. Now, if Hillary gets in, who's so corrupt, I would not say necessarily at this point that she's the Antichrist, but she's a damn good close candidate.
Well, she is. She's
really
evil.
Evil
person.
Right, and what we have to understand is the same thing goes with people that are rabbis in these synagogues teaching satanic doctrines of devils, which is what they're teaching, and summoning devils. Literally, I remember, as I was mentioned in one of the other shows, that I asked a rabbi from New York who'd finished 8-year training in yeshiva in New York City, and he's a very young, smart rabbi, and I asked him if he was going to train me to learn Hebrew, and he said, you know, because you're a Kohen, I'm going to tell you straight up. My family on my mother's side were from Lebanon or Cohen's. And he said, we're closer to Harry Potter than we are to you. We're warlocks and witches. We summon demons. We use the power of darkness and light to control the world. You people are profane. You don't understand the nature of reality, and we are the masters of it. And I looked at him like, he said, do you still want me to train you? I said, I don't think so. So you know, at least he was being honest with me because he respected my genetic heritage, but the fact is that these people are lost, and if they think these, like playing with what I call demonic fire, play with demonic fire and you're going to get burnt.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I have, you know, Jesus himself said the gospel has to go first at the time of the end of the Jews, not last, first. And I believe you're doing that. You're one of the leading people bringing the gospel, the true gospel, first to the Jews. And
well, I appreciate that, Dr. Bill, because that's really the truth. I see myself as almost a civil rights organization in a way.
Exactly.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
The situation is pretty dire in terms of what happened recently. I like your comments about the Clinton issue. When I saw the dancing and the smirking and the statements by Mr. Comey, the so-called FBI affiliate director of the FBI, he wasn't even in attendance at the meeting. There was no oath. There was no recording. It's an obscenity what he tries to say that there was no intent when he paints a picture of 16 points where Hillary shows gross intent to violate the law and put American security in danger, and yet they want to hand over even more classified material if she becomes president. And this person basically shows not only no rational logic, but also carelessness to the point of being dangerous. And she's not an inveterate liar. I don't think if she knew the truth, he would probably burn her if she actually spoke or said the truth. What's disturbing to me is that a good percentage of the American public still will say, hey, well, I still vote for Hillary as being a better potential president than Donald Trump. And I think it's obscene for people to say that. And I don't think people realize that when they put somebody in power like Hillary, that the blood that she will spill and the destruction she will handle, they share in, if you want to call it, her recompense and judgment. So the American public really are asking for it. The pro-abortion, pro-leftist, bizarre sexual orientation garbage, all of this stuff is actually meaning that America is at the point of what they call total internal annihilation. This is what happened at the writing on the wall of the King of Babylon, when it says, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Peres, in Farsi, written on the wall of the banquet, when the Persians invaded Babylon and took it over. Don't they realize that's where America is right now? We are the modern Babylon?
You know, they really don't. And I'll tell you, it seems it's shocking to me, but, you know, I did just 5 minutes of research on Comey, the FBI director.
Right.
And all of these people were saying, oh, Comey is really going to get Hillary because Comey is a real good guy. He's full of integrity and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's garbage.
But if you read who this guy is, this guy is a fake. It was from the very beginning, I told everybody, hey, he was not appointed by Obama to let Hillary go. I mean, he and Loretta Lynch, they're Obama's henchmen.
Exactly, and apparently he was involved with laundering money for HSBC.
Who is Comey? Okay, let's look at Comey now, the FBI director.
Right.
To see if he really is a man of integrity. Did you know that when he was appointed as director of the FBI, where he came from, he was on the board of directors of HSBC Bank?
Right. He was also not only on the board of directors, he was actually involved specifically and technically involved with laundering drug money through HSBC. Did you know
that's
that?
That's right. This guy is a banker. This guy was put there by the Jews. Not only that, when he
You're
became a prosecutor, he was first a prosecutor before he was head of the FBI, one of the major cases that he had was Martha Stewart.
Right.
Now, what did Martha Stewart do? Well, they did not get her for a violation of some stock market rule. They got her because when they interviewed her, they said she lied to the FBI agent.
Right.
Well, Hillary's lied, and nothing was done to her. This guy, though, I want to show you one thing. When he was called as the prosecutor, okay?
Right.
He was prosecutor for the state of New York, working for the federal government.
He was underneath the authority of the former mayor of New York City, and he was not impressed when he mentioned about Comey. He said this guy was way off the mark, and it was total incompetence. But his final conclusion was after a 20-minute-plus designation of the fact of intent to commit a federal crime.
That's right. Now, Comey, the major case that he decided as a prosecutor was the case of Sandy Berger. Who was Sandy Berger? Sandy Berger was the national, the Security Council advisor for Bill Clinton. So Comey is going to bring Sandy Berger to justice. What did Sandy Berger do? After Clinton left office, they realized that there were some documents. There were some documents at the State Department that showed the culpability of Bill and Hillary Clinton and how they set America up for 9/11.
Right. Wow.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial...
Day to your level of ignorance, and now that you're becoming wise and knowledgeable, and Tex, I love your research. You're such a, you're actually so good. You'd actually make a good stand-up comedian too, because when you state the facts, when you use quote marks, when you actually point to the facts about people like Comey, it's so evil. It's actually funny. It's so over the top as to what happened. And it gives us a little more history of Comey and Sandy Berger that you mentioned on the break. I mean, this is like, I call it gut-cracking, kind of hernia-creating reality state humor. It's like, oh my God, you got to be kidding. And he tries to pretend like this guy Comey, with his eyes all puffy and look tilting his head back, and he's a very tall guy, that he's a really lily-white, just perfect guy, and he's really straight up and all this stuff. I'm thinking, nothing could be further from the truth of this monster.
That's right. You know, they say, well, he's always been in law enforcement. He was a prosecutor before. Now he's FBI. He's a wonderful man. He's a man of integrity. Baloney. The guy's a crook. He's a criminal himself.
Right.
Or he would not be head of the FBI under President Obama.
The Abominator.
If he were head of the FBI, he would have already retired. Who wants to work under Obama for years as head of the FBI and is charged with doing dirty deeds? But as far as those dirty deeds, what he did, before he became the director of the FBI, what did he do? Well, he was on the board of directors of a big bank.
Yeah, HSBC.
Okay, so he's a banker, too.
By the way, HSBC, one of their head offices is in Tel Aviv. HSBC is a primary bank in the world for laundering money from illegal drug trade to people like George Soros and the Mossad, etc.
Exactly. So he's a banker. He's not, but he was a prosecutor for the state of New York, federal prosecutor. So what is his major cases? Well, let's just take Sandy Berger.
Right.
Sandy Berger was the national security advisor for Bill and Hillary Clinton. And Sandy Berger made an error, he was charged by the Clintons with doing a little job for him. You see, when they left office, Bill and Hillary Clinton, they were planning 9/11, working with the CIA and the Mossad and such. They were planning 9/11.
Right.
Well, they left office. George W. Bush came in.
What year was it they left office? It was literally just before 9/11.
It was 9 months, 8.5 months.
8.5 months. So it would have been like the year 2000. Now, I was in contact with a Finnish munitions expert, was contracted by Silverstein and the Port Authority in New York in 1998, during the Clinton regime, to actually demolish the building with nukes, micro-nukes, and RDX. And I have the 34-page documents on clay and iron on my website. And the fact is, it was during the Clinton era that they were planning this with the CIA. People need to understand that it was a full CIA operation with Mossad as being the nuclear agents to put the micronukes in the building. By the way, the last day of work of the security officer for the building, which is Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, and you have to understand the statements of George Bush Sr., who's CIA, who's on the ground at Dealey Plaza during the assassination of John F. Kennedy with Lyndon Baines Johnson as the presumptive new president after they stated him a coup d'etat by the CIA. We have Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush, while he's reading a book upside down of the pet goat at a school in Florida. So this is pretty... And George Bush Sr. has said that Bill Clinton is his adopted son. Full stop, quotation marks, I can't believe it. But the fact is, that's how evil this is. So give us more about Sandy Berger. This is something else.
Well, Sandy Berger was national security advisor, so he was one of the top people in the Clinton administration, and they helped plan out 9/11. They left office. Well, they realized if they left office that there were some documents that would implicate them in the 9/11 horror, and so they told Sandy Berger, "You've got to get those documents back." Well, what happens to documents when the president and so forth leave? Well, they were at the National Archives. So they were at the National Archives, and the Clintons told Berger, "You've got to go get those documents and get them out of there. You know, we can't, if anybody ever really investigates 9/11, they're going to find out we were involved. The Clintons were involved.
Yeah.
We set it all up for George W. Bush and Cheney."
Right.
So Sandy Berger went to the National Archives, which is a huge building.
Right.
In Washington, D.C. In fact, it's on the front cover of my book, Mysterious Monuments. And so he went in there, and he got permission to go see these, to go through all the documents of the Clinton administration. He found the documents. He stuffed them down the front of his pants. Now, here's this, you've got to think about it. The former National Security Advisor goes in there, and he stuffs these documents down the front of his pants. And he tries to walk out of the National Archives building with these documents. Well, he was arrested. They caught him. And so they turned it all over to Comey, who was the prosecutor.
Right.
Now, here he is. He's going to prosecute this Clinton official. But he's got to find a way out. So what they do is they finally... they couldn't get away from this one. I mean, the guy actually has the documents down the front of his pants, in his underwear. So
right.
they do prosecute him, but he's given a pittance. I mean, what would you do? I mean, here you are, stealing these documents, walking out of the building, and obviously it was on purpose. It wasn't just he could have made copies of them for research or whatever,
or just taking a photograph of them if you want for research, you know.
Exactly, and he was a former national security advisor. But the Clintons have said we got to get rid of these documents.
Well, the term they call is an expunger.
He
started to move the original documents, so there's nothing to photocopy afterward. And of course, if Comey had this as a marker, it's not surprising he later became the FBI director under Obama, Clinton, etc.
So, that's right. So they gave Sandy Berger a slap on the wrist. He got like a little suspended sentence, maybe paid a fine. I don't know, $25,000 or so, and he was home free. But get this now. We never did discover what was in the documents.
Well, guess who stuffed them? It would be Mr. Comey. Guaranteed he had a means of blackmailing the Clintons and the entire administration, CIA. And guaranteed that would mean he had a future position of power, just like, I think, who was it that made the comment that because of Comey's behavior and Loretta Lynch, that they might be considered to be renewed if Hillary Clinton gets in office?
Of course.
She's actually said this, say, don't worry, you're part of the team. We're not going to fire you if I become the prez.
There you go. So Comey, obviously covered up for the Clintons at that time, covered up the Berger affair. So he's got a long history of covering up things for the Clintons. So
right.
Now here comes Hillary, another document situation, emails.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why she wanted to have her own email server, because she remembered what had happened there with those documents that they almost got in trouble with, but they had Comey to cover up the documents. Why doesn't Comey come forth right now and tell us what were in those Sandy Berger documents? America deserves to know.
He's not going to do that.
9/11.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the whole thing. They've had a long history of horror.
I got a joke for you about how to make him talk. You know how Trump talks about the...
Make Sandy Berger talk. Why let this guy off and stuff these papers down the front of his pants?
Well, I got a joke for you. Now, you know that Trump talked about the idea of worse than waterboarding, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what's worse than waterboarding that's non-lethal?
I'm not sure.
Deep tissue massage. My massage therapist does work on me every week.
Yes.
By the end of it, I'm admitting to being a member of Al Qaeda.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You feel so good.
It's painful enough that the lightning bolts jump from one eyeball to the other to make sure to break up all the adhesives and stuff. So what I'm saying is this guy is a dirty guy. And what we have to understand is when Congress and Jason Chaffetz said, you mean the congressional under oath, by the way, they didn't put her under oath or videotape the discussion, and he wasn't present, Mr. Comey, but he says he himself can make a judgment that there was no intent. Now, he makes a statement of many 16 points of imprisonment of justice and mishandling of federal documents, which are to the standard of the statute, and yet he has the nerve, with his eyes all puffy, to tilt his head up and say, I found no intent. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? It's almost like you found the knife, you know, like O.J. Simpson. You found the blood, you matched the DNA, and now there's no intent. O.J.'s fine, you know. If the glove doesn't fit, then you can't, you know, commit, whatever. So I just can't believe the nerve of this guy, with his eyes half closed, his eyes all puffy, talking to the Congressional Committee, and Jason Chaffetz and some of the other members that asked him cross-examining questions. He said, well, if you gave me a certifying document, I would include the congressional lies that Hillary said to the committee that are open documents, proven and under oath, and yet he didn't consider them in his, quote, statement of intent by Hillary.
O'Reilly said on the Fox News last night that Comey claimed this was a comprehensive investigation. How comprehensive can it be when he said, "Well, I didn't consider those documents at all that she had lied before Congress." We never got into that.
Now I want to switch gears a little bit because I think this is part of Obama and Hillary's thing. They want Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, Hillary Clinton and Obama have supported. They don't deal with the fact that this is a criminal organization. We're not dealing with something that's really representing all Black people, and all Black people are, number one, being unemployed, treated like garbage. The drugs are being hauled in by the CIA to destroy the inner city and black communities. We're not making sure, it's my opinion, that what we should have is what I call a reverse tax, not a minimum wage. Minimum wage hurts small businesses so they can't afford to buy to employ people. A reverse tax makes sure that, number one, you can have a man in the home, so you don't have one guy who's a criminal, because they have a thug culture now, where he's fathered 16 children and he's in prison now on multiple offenses, violent and otherwise, because they have a thug culture, and he has 16 kids from different mothers who are receiving Social Security benefits, and they give a portion of that honor benefits to the person in prison. And the prisons know this because they receive checks from the mothers of these 16 or 20 kids. That's a fact. That's the kind of culture that the social services and the federal government want to do to black lives. So if black lives mattered, we'd want to, how about black families matter? How about black kids need a daddy? How about they need to have good food on the table and not be forced to be vaccinated with stuff that, if you're black, you have 2 times the chance of gene snips inducing BOF or brain on fire causing autism compared to white kids. You know that? That's the genetic fact. So,
you know, it's interesting. There was an item in the paper, Dr. Bill, this last week of a, I believe he was a official of the church in South Africa, a black man.
Right.
And he complained that America was responsible for genocide because we have used abortion to kill so many blacks, so many black children that
right.
never came to the world through abortion.
Well, we funded black abortion in South Africa through the World Health Organization. We also funded a program to bring in a tetanus vaccine that actually sterilized women, and they were brought before the International Court of Criminal Justice in the late 90s,
wow.
where 70,000 women in the Philippines were physically sterilized and proven in the Court of Justice in The Hague to have been sterilized by the WHO by creating anti-trophoblast antibodies. And a year and a half ago, the Kenyan Doctors Association, which are black, found that the same vaccine using high-pressure chromatography included these anti-trophoblast antibody-inducing fractions in the vaccine, the tetanus vaccine, and the vaccine wasn't given to men, which are more likely to get cut or scraped or whatever. It was given to women, and by the time they discovered it, they'd already given it between 2 and 3 million Kenyan women.
Oh, boy.
So if you don't, and one of the primary places they released, for example, the AIDS virus was not only clinics in New York City, but also in Haiti and also in South Africa. So I have the actual documents given to me by doctors that smuggled them out of the World Health Organization headquarters in March of 1997, who gave it to me after I gave them a talk at the board meeting for the Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland. I was actually in their board talking to about 20 doctors and scientists, and they brought out a box of classified documents smuggled out of the WHO headquarters in Basel and gave them to me. And these son of a horse, excuse me, English, bastards.
It really is amazing. But
and again, remember, America is funding the WHO, funding these projects, funding it through their agencies with the state. And by the way, the four nations that are doing the most biological weapons research are America, Britain, Canada, and Israel. Those are the four big nations funding biological weapons research to advance plague weapons and sterilizing vaccines and so on. Do you know how many vaccines are in the works right now? 272, including DARPA vaccines, to create NMDA receptor antibodies to change the neural pathways in your brain so you lose what's called the God gene effect, which means you want to think of a higher power. They actually developed it at DARPA, Defense Authorized Research Project, U.S. government.
Yeah, it's that's a very terrible thing.
Now, so when I hear about this about black, I care about black people. They're black Americans. They're my brothers and sisters. I want to see little black boys having a daddy. I want to see families having enough food on the table that's good food so they grow up well and normal. I want to see their daddy and mommy be able to discipline these little kids so when they go to school and whatever, they're not little thugs or getting involved with drugs. And why do we still have a situation where, like the Clintons brought in the 3 strikes, you're out policy? You're kidding. And if they had 3 times they smoked dope, they go to prison and learn how to be a real criminal. I mean, you want to destroy the black people, why would they support these friggin' Clintons? Why? Why would they support them when the Clintons have actually done everything they can to destroy black families?
Well, Juan and I, just recently, we met a young lady. She's just out of college, graduated
right.
from the University of Texas. She's about 22 years of age, so I guess she's
right.
call her a millennial you know, generation, whatever.
Millennial.
Here she is, a University of Texas graduate, a very lovely young girl. And we got into a discussion of politics. I asked her, well, who are you going to vote for? She said, I'm going to vote for Hillary. I said, are you? Now, her parents are Christians. So I said, well, that's interesting. You'd be voting for Hillary. Now, why is that? She said, oh, I want a woman to be president. I just can't wait. I said, well, you're aware that she's for abortion. No. I said, well, yes. You didn't know that? I don't know anything about that. And I thought about
me.
It. Why is she going to vote for Hillary? Because we need a woman in the White House, she says. She's a college graduate.
Yeah,
she didn't know that Hillary...
Oh, no.
Abortion all the way up ninth month, the first day, you know.
Yeah, I know, that's desperate. It's really desperate. You know, there's lots of good women in this country that could be president, but surely not Hillary.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Last year they had a Captain America movie, and they showed these robot drones running around Tehran. And these things were standing, 14 to 16 feet tall, and they were kind of locking into people and trying to look at laser biometrics of their facial features, probably iris scan, maybe body bone structure with a terahertz wave, which is a sideband of microwaves used in the airports. And if people don't think that what Hillary wants a decade from now is robotic or cyborg or robot killers with autonomous kill programming in their system, so you don't need to have an officer authorize a kill or a non-lethal weapon system, you're a fool. And if you think that the black thug culture is going to exist 10 years from now without robot drones and cyborgs running around putting people down, you're an idiot. Because that's where we're going. And they need the modus in order to do this, so they're going to allow Black Lives Matter to be authorized, which shouldn't be. They're going to allow Muslims to come into this country that are not properly vetted. They're not going to close down mosques and radicalize the second or third generation Muslim children while imams are pushing Sharia law and violence against the state and other people of other religious groups, because it serves the globalists. And that's why when I see this violence rising, they're desperate. They're desperate to try to not only say, hey, we don't like Trump's business dealings in Atlanta, but on the other hand, we're perfect, and we're for the black people. At the same time, they're not doing anything to, let's say, raise a black militia in the cities or towns or communities where there are no-go zones. The police won't even go to areas of Chicago now. And the police forces are dissolving. They're disappearing. The numbers of new police, in fact, one of the officers shot yesterday was a newlywed. What do you think they gained over this? Do you think the black people gained something by killing a bunch of probably mixed-race officers, white, black, Hispanic, whatever? Do you think they gained something? No. They guaranteed a future in which their communities are going to be policed by robotic drones, cyborgs, and robots that will have kill reflexes reading in their software. And a generation or 10 years from now, when this is a reality in 2026, let me tell you, you won't be messing around, because they'll just take you down quickly. And people need to start grasping this. This is all designed because where do they want to take us? They want to take us to a very dark future, a sci-fi future that even would scare the hell out of somebody making these B films in Hollywood. But that's where they want to take us, isn't it?
You know, it really is. You know, I wrote the book Robot Alchemy.
Right.
About the future of robotics and robots in America and the world.
Right.
And there is no doubt about that. We're in sort of a twilight period now, you know, Dr. Bill.
I call it pre-hell zone. How's that?
That's right. And I think you were absolutely right in saying that right now they're using the Muslims, they're using the blacks. That's why they want to bring all these Muslims into America, to change our culture, to destroy our founding fathers, our Constitution, our way of life. And they're doing the same thing with Black Lives Matter, because I think it was even Trump who said 59% of black youth are unemployed now. Think about that, 59%. So, the government is saying, don't worry, we're going to give you everything you need. We're going to give you free medical, free phone, free food. We're going to give you, we're going to have all these government goodies from us. They buy that, and then they go out and they rebel against the whites and all that. So right now, that might be all right. That's a horrible life, by the way, to
right.
be a ward of the state. But when the robots come, believe me, what are going to happen to the blacks? They're going to be destroyed.
Exactly. That's the end. Well, let's get reality back. Thanks, Texas and
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.